This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khalida Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in a social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Zia breathed her last while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khalida Zia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia in Dhaka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said as the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, her important contributions towards the development of Bangladesh as well as India-Bangladesh relations will always be remembered. Six people lost their lives in a bus accident at Vinayak area of Almora district in Uttarakhand today. According to the State Disaster Response Force, the bus was travelling from Bhikiasen to Ramnagar and had around 17 to 18 people on board. The injured are receiving treatment at the government hospital in Bhikiasen. After the accident, the administration and rescue teams rushed to the spot. Rescue operation is underway. Dense fog condition in northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather situation. As per the Delhi Airport, 118 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather and poor visibility. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has issued an advisory and urged the passengers to proactively check flight status, remain in contact with the concerned airlines. In a historic first, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres released his 2026 New Year message in Hindi, marking a major milestone in India's efforts to expand the language's reach at the United Nations. Alongside a Hindi text version and a video featuring Hindi subtitles, Mr. Guterres delivered a stern warning about a world surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. He urged global leaders to shift their focus from military spending to development aid, arguing that true safety comes from fighting poverty rather than funding wars. By issuing the message in Hindi for the first time, the UN highlighted its commitment to human unity while calling on the international community to prioritize peace and global development in the coming year. The tropical cyclone Hayley, tracking towards the northern coast of Western Australia, has grown in strength to a Category 4 storm. According to the Australia's Bureau of Meteorology, the cyclone is expected to bring severe impacts today to the Kimberley region. A warning was issued for the area, including Derby, forecasting that very destructive wind gusts up to 170 kilometers per hour could develop. The Bureau of Meteorology has also predicted heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding. The Western Australia Department of Fire and Emergency Services said there is a possible threat to lives and homes and that people must act immediately and prepare to take shelter. Cambodia has enforced a ban on flying drones without permission, particularly along its border provinces with Thailand. According to the Ministry of National Defence of Cambodia, the move is aimed at ensuring security, safety and public order for citizens and soldiers. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.